Okay, so I'm gonna guide you through a sitting of loving kindness, and remember that the basic bookends are starting with yourself, unless you're not in general starting with yourself, but whomever you're starting with, let's say yourself, and ending with all beings. And then what you do in the middle might be different all the time. Okay, so they say the first thing the Buddha said about loving kindness practice was sit comfortably. Means sit comfortably physically. You're not trying to like break through pain or endure anything. And sit comfortably emotionally. You don't have to have like a running commentary on what you're feeling, what you're not feeling. You may anyway, but you don't have to believe it. Don't worry about what you're feeling. The power of this practice is actually in the full, wholehearted gathering of our attention behind each phrase. Sometimes there's enormous bursts of feeling, sometimes there's no feeling, and that doesn't mean nothing is happening. Just happening underneath that level of discernible emotion. And this is very important, because otherwise you're just going to judge all the time. You know, like, I had 5 minutes yesterday, why don't I have 18 today? You don't have to worry about it, okay? So see if there are three or four phrases that are big enough so that you can pretty well offer them to yourself and to others. Phrases like, may I be safe, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. I usually say choose good enough phrases. They're words, they won't be perfect, it's okay. And gather your attention behind one phrase at a time. You can repeat them with enough space and enough silence so that it's a rhythm that's pleasing to you. I have a friend who said that he thought he'd get extra credit by saying more phrases. So you're saying them really fast, you get a lot of energy. You don't have to do that. You gather all your attention behind one phrase. And then the next. Making this offering to yourself. If you've chosen not to start with yourself in general, then you start with the benefactor, someone who brings that kind of smile to you, that lifts your spirit. And the skill set is really the same. Your mind will likely go everywhere. It's okay. You realize that. See if you can gently let go. And in this case, come back to the phrase. And if you've started with offering loving kindness to yourself, see if you can move on to a benefactor or vice versa. Benefactor, remember, is someone who's helped us, maybe directly, or they've inspired us from afar. Who lifts your spirits when you think about them? So if someone comes to mind, you can bring them here. Get an image of them, say their name to yourself, get a feeling for their presence, and offer the phrases of loving kindness to them. Even if the words aren't perfect, they're serving us. They're acting as a vehicle for the energy of the heart. And then a friend, the first friend who comes to mind, can bring them here. Get an image of them, or say their name to yourself. Get a feeling for their presence and offer the phrases of loving kindness to them. And someone here you didn't know before you got here. You may still not know their name, but you could just get a feeling for them. So this is someone who inevitably wants to be happy just as we do, each of us. Someone who is as subject, as vulnerable to change and to loss as we are, because everybody is. So see what happens as you offer the phrases of loving kindness to them. And everybody here, which involves a whole variety of different relationships, those whom you may know quite well, those whom you don't know at all, and yourself. So the phrases become something like, may we be safe, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. And then all beings everywhere, all people, all creatures, all those in existence, near and far, known and unknown, may all beings be safe, be happy, be healthy, live with ease.